think actually got involved with us. I mean, I went to, we knew them from before the war, but Aichi coming back from camp, he was one of the first Nisei that got into the community activity as American activity, like the school board. He was the first to join the school board, one of the first to join the Santa Clara County Fairground Board, the farmers group, and the history of San Jose. And, you know, Aichi had a real strong mind. Like you've probably seen, he was in charge of the farming in Heart Mountain. And he wrote down every item that they raised, how many pounds and so forth. And he raised things there that he could never raise in any place else. And through discussing with other people that come from the cold country farming, because we're a warm country farmers, and how he was able to kickstart the crops. Because I was kind of involved with him, and I was in construction in Heart Mountain, and we discussed how can we grow something. We had no money to bring greenhouses, so we called hotbeds. We had hotbeds here in H. Knew what a hotbed was. I said, let's make a hotbed. The ground freezes 6 feet down in Heart Mountain. It's the only way we can is to create a heat from the bottom up. Then how do we do that? Well, aging, we all knew, we would call it humus. So get straw and get cow manure, horse manure, any kind of manure that will create heat and mix it up. We dig a big trench and be down there about 4 or 5 feet deep and fill the straw and cow dungs, and then that create the heat.